From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Belgian authorities continue searching for one of the men believed to be responsible for Tuesday's airport and metro bombings in Brussels, which killed at least 31 people and wounded 271 others. The Belgian federal prosecutor confirmed that two brothers, Khalid and Brahim El Berkouar, were the suicide bombers killed in the attacks. One blew himself up on a metro train at the Malbec station, according to the prosecutor. Authorities have not confirmed the identities of the other two men seen in CCTV footage at the airport. You can read more details on the Brussels bombing investigations at voanews.com. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Moscow to discuss the crisis situations in Ukraine and Syria with the Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov at the Kremlin. They're likely to discuss Tuesday's attacks in Brussels. On Syria, the official says that Kerry wants to hear how Putin and Lavrov view the current status of efforts toward a political transition away from the leadership of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Earlier today, at a press briefing, the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and the German Foreign Minister agreed on a need for inclusive Syria talks. This is the Russian Foreign Minister. Mr. Lavrov says, we agreed, as far as I understand, on the necessity to ensure the truly inclusive character of the inter-Syrian dialogue so that it includes the delegations of both the government and the whole range of the Syrian oppositions. His comments come as Syria's government has given a UN-backed task force permission to deliver aid to more besieged areas. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama is in Argentina for a two-day visit that signals warming relations with the economically troubled nation. President Obama and President Macri sat together in Macri's office, joined by their delegations. The Argentinian president sat in front of the U.S. flag, and President Obama sat in front of the Argentine flag. They made no comments to reporters who were allowed a brief glimpse at the start of the meeting. The Argentinian new president has signaled that he wants stronger economic ties to Washington and other free market economies. A Turkish Interior Ministry official says police have detained a Japanese national as he tried to cross the border to Syria with the intention of joining Islamic State extremists. The man was intercepted on his way to the IS-held Syrian town of Jarablus and is now in custody. The official told the AP he had a Japanese passport on him and told interrogators that he wanted to join IS. The official, speaking on condition of anonymity in line with government practice. Separately, five foreigners were arrested near the border as they tried to cross into Syria. The Netherlands has temporarily closed its consulate general in Istanbul due to a possible terror threat. The Dutch Foreign Ministry issued a statement Wednesday morning saying the closure was a precautionary measure. Officials did not elaborate on the nature of the threat, and the ministry urged Dutch citizens to avoid the area. The ministry also said that about 40 staff members were evacuated following that closure. Refugees and migrants in Greece staged protests Wednesday at the country's border with Macedonia and on islands near the Turkish coast, with officials still unsure when an international agreement to reduce migration will take full effect. Several hundred of those protesters camped out at the border, disrupted food distribution by charities in the sprawling tent camp that has sprouted near the village of Idomeni, and demanded that the border be reopened. Meanwhile, about 150 people also blocked a one-way highway and a highway flyover near a nearby town, staging a demonstration outside a small hotel frequented mainly by charity workers. The UN envoy to Libya has complained that the Tripoli-based government has refused to allow him to land in the country's capital. Martin Kobler says in a Twitter posting on Wednesday that he has had to cancel another flight to Tripoli because of it. He says that he wanted to help pave the way to peace and that the United Nations must be given access to the Libyan capital. Malawi and the United Nations Children's Agency are experimenting with drones to speed up HIV testing for infants. A UNICEF representative in Malawi says drones will solve the challenges of health workers face in reaching remote areas. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.